Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave with you. Nice to be back with you. You look great, by the way. Looking really nice today. This is nice to see you. Nice to be here with you on the How to Podcast series. What I love about podcasting is finding new tools that can help you as a podcaster. Now, if you're like, Dave, I'm not really that great with all of the audio editing, you know, like taking something that doesn't sound awesome and making it sound better, you know, whether that's the getting rid of that room echoey sound, all of that stuff, and just making my recording sound better. I have a tool for you that I think you should try. It is pay. You have to pay for this every month. But I think you're going to save yourself so much frustration, time, and money on other tools. This tool can help you to sound amazing. And we want to sound great for our podcast listening audience. We want to give our best, right? Yeah, you do. You want to give your best. So this tool is going to help you. And I want to share it with you and introduce you to a tool that I'm using in my show. And it's right here on the How to Podcast series. Are you ready? Let's make ourselves sound better with this new tool. So for those that don't know me, hi, my name is Dave, and I'm the host of the How to Podcast series, as well as 7 other shows, 8 podcasts in total, and I love podcasting. And doing podcasts, I have seen a lot of interesting things have happened. Several of my shows are interview-based, and I am at the mercy of my guest and their audio setup. Some are great, some are not as great, and I'm trying to make my podcast sound as crisp and clean and clear as possible for you, because you deserve the best. Whatever you're listening on, wherever you are, I want to give you the best content and be clear and concise and give you a great listening experience on the podcast. So to do that, I like to use tools that enhance and make things sound better. There are people in podcasting that'll tell you that you don't need to do any editing. Just hit record and hit post and you're done. Now, those people, for some reason, don't see the value in podcast editing. I see the love of editing as a way to make things better and more fun, more and better for you. And that's the idea. So I found a tool that I'm using right now, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes so you can try it as well. And it's called Adobe Podcast. And I'm using the beta version at the time of recording here in March. And the website is simply podcast.adobe.com/enhance. And again, I'll put a link for this for you. And what I do now is when I get my guest recording, I use Zoom because everybody knows what Zoom is for the most part. And it's super easy. You don't have to download any weird things or tap your hat or touch your foot or do anything weird to get into Zoom. It's really one click. And the one thing the pandemic has taught us all is how to use Zoom. So it's pretty universally accepted as a way to record. So I have Zoom set up so that I get 2 tracks. I have my recorded tracks, which I never use because I have a microphone connected to my computer. So it's already connected. I don't need the audio track that Zoom gives me of my own recording. I just never use it. It's a great backup, but I don't need it because I have everything set up right here. I just hit record in Audacity, which is my free recording software program that I've been using for 20, 30 years for music production. And it's free, everyone. It doesn't cost you anything, anytime. And it's super straightforward. Once you get the hang of it, you can do exactly what I'm doing right now and record right onto your computer. It's awesome. So I don't need the Zoom track of myself, so I ignore that. But I do get a separate track because I set Zoom up to record split tracks for my interviews. So I get a track for myself. Again, I ignore that. And then I get a track for my guest, an audio track. And I bring that usually into Audacity. And then I have to try to make it sound better and try to match the levels of my own microphone recorded directly into my computer. And that could be a challenge from time to time to do that kind of editing to make things sound better. So what I've been using is Adobe Podcast. again at podcast.adobe.com/enhance. And what I do is I drag and drop the audio file that comes to me from Zoom at the end of my recording with my guest. I drag my guest track, not mine, just my guest, into Adobe Podcast. And then it is a simple slider back left and right to enhance as you listen, to adjust the levels and the sound of your guest to make them sound better. So it's one thing to tell you about it. It's another thing to let you hear the difference. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to capture the sound of me playing with Adobe Podcast with a track. And my guest was speaking to me on, they didn't have like a dedicated microphone. It was kind of like a laptop mic or some kind of mic that really captured a lot of room noise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slide the controller back and forth so you can hear the difference. And I want you to see if this works for you, if this you hear a difference on your end. And again, I'm going to just bring it in exactly the way that Adobe Podcast does it for me. It is, again, if your tech skills are limited, this is a super straightforward, logical program, software, all online for a monthly fee. You can use this and make your audio sound better. So here's a track. I had an interview with my guest, Sarah, and you'll hear what she sounded like at the beginning here. This will be her recording with nothing done to it, exactly as it came to me from Zoom. And then you'll hear me sliding the control up and down. It's a percentage from 0%, which is the track as is, as recorded, to 100%, which is very repaired, very fixed, very adjusted. Okay, so I'm going to play with this and you'll hear it. And I'll kind of talk over a little bit of what's happening in the background. Okay, so here we go. A little bit from Sarah. Again, we're going to start with the audio recording from Zoom with nothing done to it as it came back to me, room noise and all. That'll be our starting point as we go. Here we go. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to hit play on this. I've uploaded and dragged my file into Adobe Podcast. It's showing on the screen on the left-hand side. And I click on it. It pulls up the file on the right-hand side. I enable enhanced speech. I slide the bar over to the right on my screen. And I can see the title of the episode. On the far right, it says download. I see the total length of the episode at 40 minutes and 38 seconds. And then I see this sliding bar. It's like blue in color, and it's slid all the way to the left at 0% strength. So this is my recording at 0% strength. Okay, for Sarah. Here we go.
A sappy birthday card or a letter or something like that. But no, I never really considered myself to be a writer in a formal fashion.
So that is the sound of the room. Okay, so here's a little bit more of the room.
I woke up and I did not feel good. Massive body aches, like in every joint of my body.
Okay, so you can kind of get a sense of how kind of there's a little bit of room noise there. It doesn't sound like she's really close to the microphone. And Sarah, if you're listening to this, we're just picking on you. But that's just the way the audio came through on through Zoom. I place a lot of blame on Zoom for how they compress the audio. So Sarah, if you're listening, love your podcast. It was great. But I want to show people what this tool can do. Okay, so that's 0% strength. The slider bar is all the way to the left on my screen. So let's go 25%. Okay, you good? 25%? Here we go. This is 25%. Here
we go. And this headache, like at the back of your skull. And being a nurse.
So that's a little bit better. But I'm going to slide it up here as we go. And I want you to, that, and we're at 25% right now. So let's go to 50% strength, 50% right about here. Right here's 50%. Here we go.
Benny Nurse does, and I went to work. So I went to work feeling definitely less than subpar.
Did you feel it's a little bit less roomy, a little bit less echoey and kind of like she's in a big room and a little further away from the mic? That's 50%. Let's go to 75% strength.
For a few days. And to the point where my pain was so significant that I like couldn't even sit still in the chair.
Okay. It feels like she's really closer to the mic now. and there's not so much of the room behind her sound. Okay, so really good if your guest is in a room where there's not a lot of soft surfaces, maybe some hard surfaces, some glass window, solid walls. Maybe they're in like an apartment with like brick walls or something. You know, the sound just kind of bounces. Okay, this really would help. So that's 75%. Let's go to 100%. Here we go.
While talking to the doctors, like writhing, wiggling in pain, all the while thinking something is really wrong, but I don't have a fever. I don't have any of these things to quote make me stay home.
So now she feels like she's right on the mic. Like it's like an inch or a few centimeters away from her mouth, like right, like she's almost touching the mic with her mouth. So if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, that seems too boomy or too close to the mic, then what I'm going to do is just let this play and I'm going to slide this all the way back to the beginning for the strength, back to 0%. And I'm going to keep moving it around as we listen, just so you can hear a little bit more of the differences as you slide it back and forth. Okay? Just as an example for you. So here we go. I'm going back to 0%. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to move this around so you can kind of get a sense of where you think is a good spot to stop. So here we go.
Like so tiny. And something I talk about more about in the book is that I was also a premature baby myself. So really cool to be not only taking care of these babies and helping their parents go through this really hard time and watching them grow and their babies grow and their confidence grow, like such a gift to be part of that. But I got to work alongside the nurses who took care of me in the hospital when I was a premature baby.
So did you feel that? Could you feel the difference? And that was just me sliding back to zero, back to like halfway, up to 100%, back to 25, up to 75, back to zero again. I want you to hear. And all I'm doing really is sliding this back and forth. If you can slide a slider left and right, you can do your own audio editing and make yourself sound better. So if I go back to the beginning, again with zero, if this is your version of what you think your podcast is sounding like right now, when you get your Zoom link or your Zoom download back to you, if you think this is good enough for your podcast, I'm just telling you that this Adobe Podcast tool will make you sound so much better. So again, this is just Zoom at 0% strength.
What's happening? They don't have the answers. Money isn't fixing it. Their family members can't help it, no matter how much they want to. And
So you feel it? It feels like she's away from the microphone. She's further away from you, like more in the back of your head, way back behind you. Like you have to look over your shoulder. You think she's behind you. But as you just slide this up, again, let's go to 100%.
they really are stuck relying on their faith and the warrior spirit within.
So now they feel like she's up inside of your brain, not 10 miles behind you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can just feel the difference. So again, this is what it sounds like to use it. It is seriously as simple as drag and drop. You get your file from Zoom, you pull it in here, and then all you have to do is slide the bar left and right, find out what you think sounds good, hit the download button, and you're done. And the beauty is you can upload multiple files, not just one at a time. So then you can do them all. And you can listen to each one of them because each time your guest is going to sound a little different. You can move the bar left and right, find the sweet spot, and download. You're done. I think you can do this. I really think you can do this. So that's the recording. And did you kind of hear again as we kind of pulled it back to zero, back up to 100%, back to the middle around the 50% mark? We went up to the 75% mark, back to the 25. That's just a sample. And all I'm doing on the screen is simply grabbing the button and I'm just sliding it left and right. There's no turning of knobs or understanding EQ and a $30,000 course or, a university degree. This is a simple website and you just drag your file in and then it automatically is there. And then you click the enhance button switch on and you just move the dial back and forth until it sounds good to you. hit the download, and you're done. You are done. That's it. That's it. So if you are struggling with your audio for a particular episode, and you're like, Dave, could you just help me? Then let's get together at howtopodcast.ca. You'll see there's a calendar invite, my SpeakPipe, my email, everything is there. And then maybe I can just do this for you as a one-off. If that's something you need, reach out to me. I'd love to help you at howtopodcast.ca. Again, so this is Adobe Podcast. I'm using the beta version as of March 19th, 2024 at podcast.adobe.com/enhance. And I would encourage you to try this out. And I'll put a link maybe to a YouTube version of this as well, so you can watch someone else using this to give you the screen version of what I'm talking about. But I'd encourage you to try it out, especially if tech is not your thing and you know how to upload a file and you know how to move a slider left and right and you know what good sounds like to you. That's all it takes. It is all it takes. And you're like, Dave, you say it sounds easy, but you don't know me. Technology and I do not get along. I would gladly come on the screen with you over Zoom and do a demonstration for you. I will. Because, hey, if I can help you with your podcast and help you sound better and help you understand these tools so that you can have a better sounding podcast, then yeah, let's do that. Let's make you sound amazing. Let's get you more listeners and let's see your podcast grow. The last thing I want is you, my fellow podcaster, to be struggling with bad audio that you captured from a guest or for some reason something happened. And you're like, this does not work for me. How do I fix this? This is a great tool. Adobe Podcast is a tool that would help you a lot. And it's really not that expensive. So the thing is, people are going to hear this episode in the future. The prices are going to change. But right now, I can tell you it's very reasonable. Something that I would tell you to invest in. If you have no other way of making your podcast sound great, then use this. It is an amazing tool that will help you in your podcast and get rid of that room noise and help you sound better. I hope this helps. And again, if you have any questions, as I always say, howtopodcast.ca, I would love to help you. Reach out to me today and let's have a conversation. I'm here for you. I want to see your podcast do great. I want to see you do great. You have a message. The world needs to hear your voice. And there's no one else who can do your show. Nobody. No one else can do your show. I can't do your show. There's no way. Only you can do it. So we need you in podcasting. It's not too late. It's not like you've missed the bus. This is your opportunity to get out there and share your voice. It's not crowded in podcasting because there's only one you. So you're competing with yourself. And if you don't start podcasting, you never will. So hit record. It might not be perfect. There's tools like this for Adobe Podcasts that can help you, but it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be the best you can do with what you have. And if you can find somebody who was in your corner cheering you on, then I would love to be that for you. Howtopodcast.ca. And again, this is Adobe Podcast, the beta version, the time of recording, at podcast.adobe.com/enhance. All the links are in the show notes. You know how I do things. And then just go ahead and click through, as well as a YouTube video on this whole process by somebody else because, hey, they're better at video than I am. So I'd rather send them to you, them. So there you go. You can sound better today on your podcast with a simple tool like Adobe Podcast. Thanks for being here. We'll catch you on the next one. Take care. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series. Far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder as we talked, earlier in other episodes as well that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.